ROI as an indicator of profitability and financial and business performance. Brought to you by Financialize.com. Return on investment is an indicator that measures the efficiency of a group of funds or one such vehicle. It is a measure of profitability and an indicator of performance that helps business to assess their investments in capital equipment and inventory, pricing policies, etc. In essence, ROI is used to compare gains and costs when evaluating projects, programs, capital acquisitions, venture capital investments, etc. Investment analysis is the ultimate goal. Methods to calculate ROI. The easiest way to calculate ROI is to divide the net profits by the assets. For example, if the net profits are $150,000 and the assets amount to $280,000, the return on investment would be 53.6%. There are other ways to calculate ROI. If a company needs $500,000 to expand its operations and agrees to return $150,000 annually, the ROI would be 30%. This is provided that the company is in business indefinitely and generates $150,000 annually. In general, this is a way to measure the profitability of investing in assets and businesses such as restaurants, hotels, food companies, and so on. Another way to calculate ROI is to use a spreadsheet and enter numbers for the net cash flow, cash in, and cash out over an extended period, i.e. 10 or 15 years. Of course, you can also use free online tools such as ROI calculators. Visitors are asked to enter the investment return date, return value, start date, and original amount. For example, if the original investment is $80,000, the start date is 01.01.2014, the return value is $125,000 and the return date, 01.01.2018, the return on investment would be 56.3%. Online calculators also show the simple annualized ROI, term, and loss or gain on the asset. Some calculators only use the earnings and initial investment to calculate the ROI. Others ask users to specify a number of days, expected inflation rate, annual investment, and so on. Inflation adjustments may be possible as well. Factors that play a role in general, the return on investment depends on a number of factors, among which time frame, inflation, taxes, tax rate, capital required, and others. Other factors to take into account include monthly earnings and assets such as machinery and equipment, premises, buildings, and other resources and assets. ROI and uses ROI is used to measure and manage performance and for post-implementation purposes. The goal is to evaluate different solutions and project outcomes and help managers to optimize decision-making. This indicator is also used to measure profitability and effectiveness based on estimates, hard dollars earned, and a combination of assessments, estimates, and hard dollars earned. The traditional ROI uses accounting and other financial documents as sources of information, while other methods focus on estimates and data that are not included in the financial statements. Thus, this indicator may have limitations, depending on the method and sources used. Different components are also taken into account, for example, costs for training, labor, infrastructure, and so on. Other components include revenue protection and enhancement as well as cost avoidance and savings. Business owners and managers implement different strategies and measures to meet regulatory demands without compromising performance. Meeting relevant standards and criteria is one way to avoid fines and sanctions and preserve revenue. Companies have different objectives. Some seek ways to contain costs while others implement strategies to cut costs. They implement various strategies such as quality control, demand and cost management, cost control, and others. ROI is used by many companies because it is easy to calculate and understand. Another reason why it is commonly used by businesses is that it allows comparisons to be made and encourages transparency and accountability. While ROI is used by many businesses, there are some practical limitations. One is that costs and returns do not always match estimates in models that are based on costs and cash flows. Critics also focus on limitations such as confounding variables and indicators, selection bias, and limited time frame or period for which performance is measured. The type of data used is also an important factor because it may lead to definitive, but inaccurate results.